him.
From you.
Music.
Yeah, and in the song, Oh What a Morning.
Beautiful morning.
And the proprietor of hell is?
The devil.
And what else is he called? What other name is the devil?
Oh, Beelzebub and the man with the horns. And,
they used to say to children years ago, you better be good or who's going to get you if you don't watch out?
The devil.
Okay. And then there might have been an old house in the neighborhood that kids were afraid to go into.
Haunted. And what was supposed, hide it out.
Okay. What was supposed to be in there?
A ghost.
Okay. And if, I think I'll put on a sweater today because it's
chilly.
Blank cold.
It's kind
of
cold.
Yeah. And you have a choice of, somebody asks you if you do something, you say, well, I will if you insist, but I really
don't want to.
I'd really rather not. Sure. And then we talked about Right Smart before. Would you ever use that for land? He owns a Right Smart of land?
I've heard it, yes.
That would make
yes.
sense. Now, just about finished here. If somebody did something very strange, you never, you know, someone did something that is really very different from, a child from somebody who's in, you might say, why, the very
idea.
Yeah. And how would you greet a good friend? In fact, what do you say on the telephone?
Hello.
What's the first thing you say, though, when you answer the phone? Hey.
Hello?
Even before that, no, twice.
It's because I'm saying hi.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I do that, we're on the intercom, and this is the girl down
the
front.
Oh, I see. You say that first.
I always just say hi, and she tells her hey,
yeah.
You know, to let her know I'm answered, see. Uh-huh. But when I pick up the phone from a normal call, I always just say hello.
Okay. And how would you, so if you, what would you say to a stranger when you introduced for the first time?
How do you do?
Okay, and then if someone came over and you'd like them to return, you might say, come.
Come back sometime.
I did it once and then I'm going to do it. I hope you'll come
back.
I
hope you'll come back again sometime.
And how do you greet people on December 25th?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Okay, and anything else you say that you said as a child, kids would say to one another? Thinking of Christmas gift.
Oh.
As an expression?
No, that was never used in my area.
Okay. And then the greeting on January 1st is?
Happy New Year.
And I say, will you have time to do this? And you say, I'm not sure, but I...
I think I could, or...
Sure. You say, I have to go into town today and do some...
Shopping.
And the grocer took the package and...
Wrapped it.
And then you took it home and...
Unwrapped it.
And if a man sold you something less than he paid for it, you say he had to sell that to me at a...
discount.
Or
a loss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I was going to buy that, but it's simply too much.
It just costs too much.
Yeah. And on the first of the month, the bill is? The bill is?
Sent. What do you
the
mean?
Bill is sent to you, which means that the bill is... You get a notice. You say
yeah.
that you're...
Well, I just said I got a bill in the mail. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
But on it says, by the 15th of the month, this bill has to be paid.
Oh, yeah.
So it says the bill is...
due.
Yeah, and if you belong to a club, you pay your...
dues.
If you don't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and...
borrow.
And in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
Person gets up on a board and he...
dives.
Yesterday, he has...
That always does get me. He has... dived into the pool.
Okay. And a child gets down on the floor and turns a...
flip.
Or a...
somersault.
Yeah. And then getting in the water, if he gets in the water, he begins to...
swim.
Yesterday, he...
swam.
He has...
swam.
Okay. And if you got a bonus or gift, something
his
that...
swam.
Swam?
Yes.
Swam sounds more...
He swam.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you got a bonus or gift when you paid for something...
swam.
You know, they might
know. I'm home.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That goes both ways.